Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's has served this valley for decades. Been able to get their customers the best price. I don't care if it's auto, home, life, business, bundles, whatever it may be. And their customer service is second to none at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Yes, Mr. Buhner is in the studio.
I am here, Steve. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice. Good to have you back from Hawaii.
Yes, although we came back a week early, they were shutting the country down, or the state down. And it was also the monsoon season over there, so not a lot of beach time.
Yeah, there's no beach time here, I can assure you that.
Exactly. So let's get
to that.
Yes, no beach time.
There is no beach time here at all. Mr. Cotrillo is also in the building.
What's up, gents?
We're just hanging.
Yeah, well, Steve, I was driving down from Danville this afternoon to come to Broadcast Mountain, and here's what I saw on the highway. 4 Amazon trucks, 2 Domino's pizza delivery vehicles, and 2 tractor trailers from the Procter & Gamble factory up in Tunkhannock carrying toilet paper. That was it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm surprised you didn't follow the Procter & Gamble one for a while.
I got as far as Sealands Grove.
and do that. Okay, so I am actually sitting where I began my day. I began my day teaching here in the Sunbury Motor Studio.
Ah.
Because we have to teach on Zoom. So, you know, I set it up and I go into Zoom. And, of course, I have to be the first one on. I am the instructor, of course.
Yeah.
I also want to make sure I can do this. let's get to that part. Can Steve Jones do this? And it turns out I can. So, I'm waiting for my students to log in, and I can, and it's a situation where they can see me and I can see all of them. The first one that logs on, the first one, is on his iPhone, laying in bed. He's got his pillow there, he's got the covers up, he's like, hey,
that must have been a pretty sight.
I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, are they all going to be doing this?
Yeah,
it's going to be a long semester.
because we have to teach at the time that we are designated to teach. So sure. My class is Monday morning at 8, because I can't just say, hey, guys, let's do this at 11 o'clock. All right?
Yeah.
Let's do it at 11 o'clock. They've got other classes.
Sure.
So I can't do that. So it has to be Monday morning at 8. So I'm thinking, are they all going to be like this? Well, the next ones that go on are in their family room, their dining room, their living room. Some are just, you know, have it open. Others are wearing headsets or earbuds or whatever it may be. But the only one that was laying in bed was the first guy. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? All right. Now, he had a T-shirt on. He had the covers up. He was there.
That could have been that picture just could have been so much more worse, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
So good for you on that note.
You know, Steve, I think that there is going to be a long-term impact on college education as a result of what we're going through right now.
Well, I think there's going to be a long-term impact on everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are going to be stages to this.
Yeah.
I know that. I just want to quickly ask Matt about the guest list today, because I was able to get Cindy Bourne from the Washington Post to talk about the Olympics.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that as a subject for today.
Where can I fit her in today, Matt?
We can fit her in whenever you want to. I have her ready to go. So we can play whenever we have Seth Greenberg lined up today as well. He's going to be coming on, and Ryan Snyder too. That was our original plan, and they are still set. But we can get Cindy in.
We can put Cindy in at 3:35.
All right.
We'll have Greenberg in at 4:06. That'll be a fun segment. And we'll put Ryan Snyder on in the final half hour.
All right, I've got them all lined up.
And we got Kenny Albert coming up on the show tomorrow. We've got Greg Pickle coming up as well from PennLive.com as the week goes. I mean, we've actually had them stacked up like planes at O'Hare.
Yeah. Not anymore. They're not stacking up in O'Hare. I can assure you that. I was there on
Thursday. There are planes flying, though. I mean, not passenger planes, but they're flying.
Yeah.
They're being used as cargo now and so forth.
Yes.
So that's where we are.
Yeah.
So what was it like for you getting back?
I had to take a red-eye flight from Honolulu, 8 hours into Chicago. Landed in Chicago at 8 a.m., it was at the busiest morning rush hour. It was like a ghost town. Very few flights were even a quarter full. We had to change gates twice, and then delays. Finally, got to Harrisburg at 1 p.m. And when I got to Harrisburg, we had left our car in the long-term parking lot, Steve. I could pick it out. And if anybody knows the Harrisburg airport, that parking lot in long-term is always filled with hundreds and hundreds of cars. There were 25 there.
Really?
And that just tells you the ripple impact of all of this.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. With more testing, this will not be a good week. But I think at some point we're going to level out here.
Yes.
And when we level out, that's what's interesting about the Olympic decision.
Yeah.
The Olympics, the decision has not been made. All right? They say they want to make it within a month. It's obvious that they're in this month, though, they're planning contingencies. And that's probably what this is. Because Dick Pound does not speak for the International Olympic Committee.
No.
Right. Now, he's well connected, and is the story wrong? No, probably not. Think about this. Nobody can train.
Well, Penn State at the Bryce Jordan was having the Olympic wrestling trials for the USA team. Can't be held. How do you pick a USA team?
You can't do that. But more importantly, no offense to the wrestlers. Okay, every time you say, okay. But more importantly, the swimmers and the track people both said no,
and Canada said no this afternoon.
Right. Well, Canada and Australia both said no. Great Britain was leaning that way, but the swimming and diving and the track and field—it's
the heart of the Olympics.
When they start saying no, I mean, because remember, the Olympics almost drop wrestling. So, I mean, hey, we said no. Okay. Good luck.
The bottom
line is you got to know where you stand. Track and field and swimming stand on a higher standing in terms of what the Olympics wants to do. And the United States is saying, we can't do this. I want to go back to 1980.
Yes.
Because there are multiple stories that can come out of this. I can give you two specific stories right here in State College. 1980, the Soviet Union invades Afghanistan. All right. President Carter then makes the decision, actually before Lake Placid, that the United States is not going to go to the Summer Games in Moscow. Two people here qualify for that 1980 games. We'll start with one. Char Marek Curtis, the field hockey coach. Char was a great player for Jillian Rattray here at Penn State. Char makes the 1980 U.S. Olympic team. she's working out one day, and I think it was Joe DeAnge, who was the defensive end on the football team, came in and said, hey, I heard you guys aren't going to the Olympics. So what are you talking about? Says President Carter said no go. Wow. Okay. So she's devastated. And while being devastated, she makes up her own mind that, hey, look, I'm going to try and get there in 4 years. So she ends up becoming an assistant coach and in field hockey, collegiate field hockey. And she's the assistant coach at Old Dominion, working for Beth Anders. Well, Beth Anders ends up being the star of the 1984 U.S. Olympic team. And Beth Anders was an awesome field hockey player, great goal scorer. 1984 rolls around. Char sticks it out. Beth Anders sticks it out. And the United States wins its only bronze medal ever in field hockey at the L.A. Olympics. Now let's flip it to the other side. In Bowlesburg, and for those who may not realize, Bowlesburg is 4 miles from State College. So when you're coming up 322, you've got to go through Bowlesburg to get into State College from Harrisburg. Greg Fredericks lives there.
Oh, okay.
Greg Fredericks made the 1980 U.S. Olympic team in the 10,000 meters. He finished second at the Olympic trials. Greg made it. And then suddenly is told he can't go. Well, 4 years go by and Greg can't make the 84 Olympic team. He had peaked as a runner on the Olympic level in 1980. Now, Greg is one of the nicest guys on the face of the earth. I can't say enough good things about Greg Fredericks. He works so hard in the community. He gives a lot of his time to Special Olympics. He is just an awesome guy. But every time I see him, my heart breaks for the guy because, again, when he peaked as an athlete was when he was told he couldn't go. And by the time 84 had come up, he was still really good, but only two guys are going to make it in the 10,000 meters from the U.S. And it's just, you know, that's why I look at this situation. And even if it's a year, even as a year, there are going to be some athletes this year that this is their peak year and next year might not be. And there are going to be some athletes that aren't quite there yet, but next year is going to be. And it's going to be an interesting dynamic because very few have had qualifying. In other words, the U.S. Olympic wrestling trials never took place. The swimming trials have not taken place. The track and field trials have not taken place. So you haven't even had the trials yet. And by moving it back a year, that'll be interesting. And also, let's go back to another time in Olympic history. The Olympics used to be competed winter and summer in the same year all the time. 64 was Tokyo and Innsbruck. Mexico City in 68 and Grenoble, France for the Winter Olympics. 72 was Munich and Sapporo, Japan. I mean, you just go through all of them. It goes all the way up to 92 when it was Albertville, France for the Winter Games. And the Summer Games in 92 were in Barcelona. Well, they made the decision like, well, let's not do this every 4 years. Let's break it up. And they moved the Winter Olympics to the new cycle in 94. You had a lot of repeat champions from 92 to 94. A lot of them, because the cycle was so close. The question will be, and only time will tell, whether having it 3 years apart in 21 to Paris in 24, whether that means there will be some repeat champions as well because the cycle's close enough. So different scenarios to think about.
And, you know, say what you want about sports, but there is something absolutely special for someone to be called an Olympian. And it doesn't matter what country they're from or what sport they're in, an Olympian is a special person. That's plain and simple.
No question. And again, I go back to, you know, the two stories. Char Moret was able to hang in there and was able to get through. She worked in coaching with Beth Anders and then stayed with it and was on the U.S. Olympic team in 84, and they won the bronze medal. They beat Australia for the bronze. And that's the only medal the United States has ever had in field hockey. And then there's Greg Fredericks, who in the 10,000, that was his peak year and not 84.
And think about men's basketball, where in that era we took collegians. That whole squad of 1980 graduated, moved on, many to the NBA.
Yeah.
But that's an entire group of really great athletes who knew once there was no second chance for them, Steve.
Right.
None at all.
And what's interesting, let's take wrestling for a moment. Wrestling, for the most part, on the Olympic level, is, quote, an older man's game.
Very true.
Who knows? A year from now, where's Bo Nickel?
Yeah.
A year from now, where's Jason Nolf? I mean, a year from now, maybe where's Anthony Cassard? Now, David Taylor's a world champion. It's hard to think of David Taylor as an older guy.
He's 24, maybe?
But he is.
And then Zane Rutherford is in that group.
Zane Rutherford's a guy that would be in the older category.
Yeah.
Now, does the extra year, but right now competition is limited. And the great champions, are not just in the U.S., but there are great champions in Iran, hard hit by this.
Oh.
The Russia, which is starting to get hard hit by this. There are going to be a lot of unknowns, but there are a lot of unknowns getting the next week as well.
No question.
All right. Cindy Bourne, Washington Post, on the Olympics in the next half hour. Suit's really glad that we lined this one up, huh?
Yeah, he's ecstatic.
I mean, really, Matt, the suit is like we're having an Olympic conversation.
Yeah, too bad we didn't do it about Formula One or something like that.
Hey, did anybody watch the iRacing on that for NASCAR? That was awesome yesterday.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Steve. I had to go there.
And they took away Australian rules football for those keen fans around the planet. That's been taken off.
I did yard work. All right. We'll come back with Cindy Bourne, Washington Post.
From Purdy Insurance, we continue to listen to the recommendations from federal, state, and local experts, including the Center for Disease Control, concerning efforts to limit the spread of coronavirus. During this time, our office remains operational and available to service our current and new clients. Our employees will be available by phone at 570-286-5855, as well as email, and have access to our systems to continue to conduct business. Please know that our after-hours emergency service will continue to be available. Based on the recommendations from federal, state, and local experts, our building will be closed to the public during these extraordinary times. Our employees will be working from home to practice social distancing so we can do our part to keep our staff and community as safe and healthy as possible. Please be advised that all face-to-face meetings will be discontinued in favor of conducting business via phone or email. At this time, we ask that you be safe, be well, and be kind, and know that your Purdy Insurance team is committed to the highest levels of service and is only a phone call away.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by the great people at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades, finding their customers with the right insurance so they're covered, and the best price whenever possible. It doesn't matter whether it's auto, home, life, business, bundles, whatever it may be. These are great people who also happen to be great professionals. I mean, you're around the Purdy people. As soon as you're around them, you know you're around good people. And then when you start talking about what they do, you know they know their business inside and out. Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Could the Olympics be postponed? They appear to be on track to be. USA Today has a story about that. But with that, we're now joined by Cindy Bourne of the Washington Post. Cindy, welcome. It is a pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, USA Today has a story from Christine Brennan, who is a terrific reporter and as plugged in as anyone with the Olympic people, quoting Dick Pound saying, you know, they're going to be pushed back. Now, the problem with that is the IOC is not ready to announce that. Dick Pound is a longtime member of the International Olympic Committee. He is from Canada, very plugged in. You will remember he is the one who spoke last month and said they had until the end of May to make up their minds about whether to postpone or not. And, you know, he's not speaking for the Olympic Committee. And, you know, it's a little bit out of turn here. Now, did he say this to Brennan? I have no doubts that he did.
Right.
But this is not the IOC president, who is Thomas Bach. And the IOC met yesterday, Sunday, and they determined, you know, that they would come up with a plan in 4 weeks, make up their minds. Now, they're not likely to announce that they're postponing without having a plan. They never, never fail to have a plan.
Right.
So they came out after the Mr. Pound made his comment to Brennan. They came out and said, you know, it's the right of every IOC member to interpret that meeting the way he or she sees fit. But they're making preparations for a potential postponement, but they haven't made up their minds. So there you have.
So Australia and Canada, though, have already said that if it's this year, they can't send a delegation.
Britain.
And Great Britain can't send a delegation. Does that play a role in their thinking, possibly, when you have, Canada is not going to be a major player, but Australia has some, especially in swimming, and obviously Great Britain has as well.
I think it does. I think another factor that was huge was USA Swimming, USA Track and Field coming out earlier, I guess late last week.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
The days blend together. Yeah. You know, that's pressure, and that's not insignificant pressure. I think it's sort of like, you know, it's none of this is taking place, you know, in a black-white world. It's little incremental steps, as it kind of was with sports. You'll remember with the NBA and with all the other sports. You know, it's little incremental steps. So, I think that's where they're headed. Do I think that, you know, Brennan's story is right and they'll be postponed? Yeah, I do. But, you know, that's not what the IOC says.
Right. They have to actually have an official announcement. They haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's a non-denial denial, if you remember back to Watergate by the IOC. But, you know, it boggles the mind that they could have the games in July. Anyway.
Right. Also, I mean, here's another part, because track and swimming, as you mentioned, in the U.S. have said, hey, whoa, because athletes really can't train right now.
No. You know, the preeminent women's swimmer is Katie Ledecky from the U.S., right?
Yep.
She can't find a pool. The pools are closed. This is Katie Ledecky.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is like Michael Jordan not being able to find a basketball gym.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just is. This is, and it's where all of them are. You know, none of them can find facilities, let alone people who don't have the clout that Katie Ledecky has.
My understanding is that Tokyo was able to get their Olympic venues done on time, and actually either slightly under budget. How much of at least initial blow could it be to them that they don't have the game? They have to wait a year. They'd have to wait a year for it.
Well, you know, I'm sure it would be hugely disappointing. They're ready to go. And, you know, monetarily, that's money that they won't be having, you know, that they won't be getting this year. On the other hand, do you really want, you know, 11,000 athletes and, you know, their families and 5,000 Paralympians and their families, you know, to hit Tokyo at the end of July? So, you know, I think it's tempered. Probably their disappointment will be tempered by reality.
Yeah, and there is a reality. Also, part of the reality, how tough is it for, do you think it is for Tokyo in being a part of this decision? Because in terms of the curve, South Korea and Japan are a little bit ahead in terms of the recovery from this. They're even starting to play baseball in both of those countries.
Yeah. You know, I suppose everybody is kind of crossing their fingers here. And by everybody, I mean the IOC, and is kind of looking at it and saying, you know, maybe the curve will, you know, be more of a U-turn. And, you know, in 4 weeks, you know, everything will be back to normal and, you know, kittens and doggies will be, you know, loving one another. And, yeah. I don't see that it happens. And, you know, let's face it, the U.S. is a prime driver of the Olympics. It's a force. And I can't imagine that things here will be back to normal.
Yeah. It's a speculative question. That deals with NBC. NBC would have, within a span of 6 to 7 months, the Summer Games in 21, so let's just say it's July 21. Mm-hmm. Because they traded with CBS, they've got the Super Bowl in February 22 and the Beijing Winter Olympics in 22.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you say that, I say ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah.
that's a pretty formidable lineup there. It's also, let's be clear, that's also a pretty daunting task to pull off, you know. But this is where we are. And, you know, maybe they wouldn't be in July. Maybe the games wouldn't be in July. Who knows?
Right. No, they could be at a different – they could be earlier than that. We'll have to see. Could be later. I mean, we don't know. It depends on what date they do come up with. What's it been like at the paper?
Whoop. My alarm was ringing. Sorry about that.
That's okay. What's it been – it's okay. Everybody's alarms are going off. What has it been like at the paper for you guys?
We have not been in the office since March 5th. They sent us home the afternoon or evening. We left work the evening of March 5th, got an email that said don't come back until further notice. So that's where we are. You know, we've had before that, prior to that, for probably a month before that, we had Clorox wipes on every desk. We were vigilant about cleaning things up. And then, you know, they just very quickly shut us down. We're all going a little crazy, so thank you for calling me. I've just been talking to my cat a lot. Things are still open. You can get food, you know, drive into restaurants for pickup. Unfortunately, the cherry blossoms are in bloom, and if you've seen any pictures, crowds of people are at the tidal basin wandering around, and they shouldn't be.
Right.
It's kind of moderate right now in Virginia, Maryland, and the district. It isn't a hot spot, mm-hmm. but you know, who knows what cherry blossom time will do.
Right, I understand. Yeah, I have two children that live down there, and their spouses. So I've been very aware of. What they've been able to do, not do, their teachers, and my son-in-law works over at Andrews. He's had to report to work.
Yep.
He's had to report to work. It's been mandatory for him.
And they just called off a school. Virginia school is just closed for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So the little angels will be home all the time.
Yeah.
Till September.
I have to ask you about what assignments were you looking forward to that suddenly were taken from you?
Everything.
Everything.
Boston Marathon.
Okay, that's September 24th or whatever.
Yep. The one I was really looking forward to was opening day. Just because, you know, I get as worn down by the baseball season as anybody does. But after the Nationals won the World Series, you know, this was going to be fun. It was going to be a celebration. And, you know, now there's nothing.
Right. I know. Yeah, because I was in Indianapolis getting ready to broadcast the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah. And you got pulled, didn't you?
Yeah, but we all had to come back. And then, of course, when we were coming into land, then we were told the NCAAs were going to be also canceled and Penn State was going to make it. So,
I hate it for the college kids, the seniors. You know,
yes.
This was their chance. This was a big deal for them. And, you know, that stinks. But it's, you know, if it weren't a life and death situation.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're all doing this so this ends sooner rather than later.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's, you know, young kids are vulnerable to this, too. That's kind of what they haven't been understanding. I think that was downplayed originally, and I think people are kind of starting to wake up to that fact.
How interesting a story is it going to be that when it comes to the Olympics. You have some people building to their prime because this is going to be the year. And should they be postponed, we're just waiting for the official word, that things could actually change for some of these athletes in a year. You're talking about feeling badly for the seniors. There are athletes that are peaking this year that may not be at their peak in a year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they'll be, some of them will be almost a year older. And that's awful, too. I think, you know, probably given, you know, the way we've seen with Tom Brady and other people, they'll probably, you know, that doesn't concern me quite as much. But, yeah, there will be some people who will miss out on the Olympics for whatever reason, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. Cindy, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much. I really enjoyed it, and I hope we were able to kill some time so that for you and your cat, so you could both at least have something to talk about.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. And call any time.
We will, Cindy. We will. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Me too. Bye.
The Washington Post. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Whatever your insurance needs may be, they will take care of it. They're the pros' pros. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So Ron Moeller, the great man himself, calls me up today. Wants to make sure I'm doing all right and I'm hanging in there. And he's going stir crazy. And, of course, part of this is he is also the president at Chartiers. So he hasn't been able to play golf. I haven't been able to play golf. And so he's not happy about it. Any of us who play golf, not happy about it. We're all doing our, you know, what we need to do. But I said to Ron, I said, what people don't understand, I said, take Far Foursome, for example. I said, we already practice social distancing. I said, my shot's over here, Jack's over there, you're over here. I said, Mike's over there.
Said, none of you are going to get within 6 feet of each other the way you guys play golf.
Oh, Mike. I said, we already practice social distancing. Yeah. So we were just way ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
So at least we had a laugh about it because it's, you know, there's been very little to laugh about.
Steve, there was a very funny thing online that was sent to me from my friends in New Zealand, and it was they were talking to a man, and they said, "Sir, as you know, with the coronavirus, we are having to quarantine people, and you have two choices. Plan A, you can isolate with your wife and children, or Plan B." And he goes, "I'll take Plan B." Didn't even wait to know what it was. And it was absolutely a priceless kind of a thing.
Dick in Milton, always priceless to us, is on the line. Hi,
well,
Dick, how are you?
I
hope you're doing
good.
Well,
good news and bad news, and I researched this already, so, and Bob will be interested in this, because it doesn't happen very often, but Bucknell has one of their basketball players has entered the portal, and I looked it up, and he's on the list.
And who's that?
I guess What's that? Khalil Spear, the kid out of Texas.
Okay. Yep. Sure.
Two more years. And I guess my question to you is, obviously, they could eventually withdraw their name. Or I told somebody, if they do that, I think sometimes they've already got someplace in mind. Is that a good prospect or a good thing or not?
Not necessarily. I'll give you two examples in football. Lamont Wade and Cam Sullivan Brown in football last year both put their names in. They both came back to Penn State. I would say that, well, again, here's what you run into about what's having something in their mind, Dick, is there can't be tampering. So since you can't have tampering,
they can't be tampered, did you say?
Yeah. In other words, it can't be. In other words, I have an idea where I want to go. Well, were they in contact with you?
Okay. I understand what you're telling me then.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the problem with that. Is I think for most players, it's not a question of having something already in mind. But then I think they get a pretty good idea. I'd say within 2-3 days, who's interested, and then you go from there.
Well, Dick, you know, Spears was probably rather heavily recruited by a lot of schools of the Bucknell level, so I'm sure he has a list of schools, and he's also, you know, from Texas, and that's a bit of a hike, and mom and dad can't see him play, and neither can family or friends, etc., and he's, you know, he was used sparingly, I guess is the way I would describe it, this year for the Bison. And they've already seen what a guy in a transfer portal can do at Bucknell, and he can go to Kentucky and be pretty much a starter.
And Nathan helped Nate when Sestina wanted to transfer. Nathan Davis was a big help to him. Really was.
You know,
to see him leave only because they were already only got two freshmen coming in. That's on their list, and so they could still have another. Now they'll have actually two more scholarships, I guess, if they want to use them.
They would, and the problem though is, Dick, is that this late signing period is not the easiest time to get guys.
That's what I just told somebody. We talked about this. The guy called me last night, so I researched it, looked the transfer portal up, and then a little while ago I got on the. It was easy to find the list, and he's on the list, so I guess it's not. I'm not telling you something that's a secret.
It's open. It's open. People know who's on the list.
Yeah, that's how somebody must have found it out. The guy that gets on one of these sites and puts it out there, and then he brought it up, and then somebody called me that I have. Because we're not over at Bucknell, but we're not anywhere right now because of this coronavirus. So I don't find out much. Not that I maybe would anyhow, but I say it's on the list. I'm not telling you some secrets out there that they don't want divulged. So I guess
it doesn't happen
in this league very often. It doesn't happen at Bucknell hardly ever, I guess.
Well,
is my point.
You know what, Dick? It does happen more and more because what happens is somebody like Nate Sestina, let's take him, makes inroads. And now you have Power 5 teams saying, okay, where can I get some immediate help? Who suddenly is a little bit better than we thought they were? Nate Sestina would be one of them. Remember when Penn State played Marquette in the NIT and they had Andrew Rousey? Andrew Rousey scored 1,000 points in his career in 2 years at UNC Wilmington.
Yes.
Well, as soon as he put his name in there, Marquette was like, we can't wait. He scored 1,000 points for them. So what's happening is the Power 5 schools end up going after players levels down that suddenly have made a name for themselves. And, you know, Seth Towns of Harvard's now going to play for Ohio State.
Yeah, I've been reading that one. Well, anyhow, that's the way it happened. And I guess the Bucknell will just have to deal with it and move on.
Yeah, and that's the tough part for the Bucknells of the world. The tough part for the Bucknells of the world is that you have Power 5 programs that are sitting there saying, okay, we think you can play for us, and you don't think that player isn't interested in making that move to Tennessee or wherever it may be?
Kentucky or lots of places.
Anywhere. Dick, thanks so much. More next half hour, including Seth Greenberg.